Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast Ag Net, well, the Florida Farm Bureau annual meeting is in full swing as members have joined together in Orlando to discuss and set the policies for the upcoming year. And there is one such policy that is on the top of that list.
Every 5 years, we have a little thing that comes up that's called the Farm Bill, and that writes the federal regulations for impacting farmers. And so that's a huge deal for our members. And it's always an interesting debate, especially in the financial situation our country finds itself in.
That's National Affairs Coordinator Adam Basford, who says part of the challenge of the Farm Bill is the fact that it encompasses a multitude of issues.
The nature of the Farm Bill is that it takes all those issues and rolls it into one tiny little package, I guess, one big package. And so that makes it very interesting. So at the same time, you're debating what should, how much money should go to crop insurance. You're debating the amount of dollars that need to go to the Women, Infant, Children program and school lunch and conservation programs. And so with it all being tied there together, it's important for us as a general farm organization to have a good handle on what all of our industries think of all different sectors, of all different sizes of ag operations. So that's what makes it extremely important that we don't just go out there with a general policy, but that we have heard from our members and try to prioritize what we need most.
And Basford says they did just that over the summer with tailgate meetings designed to meet with their membership.
Discussing what Farm Bill programs mean to them, what they use on their farms and operations, how important they are, what they can live with, and what they can live without.
In coming Saturday, those discussions and ideas will be adopted as policy that will guide the Federation through the coming year. Stay tuned to this station and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will have more news and information coming out of the 2011 annual meeting. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.